We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends? We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
WGN, loyal viewers. WGN means greetings in Slovakian, a language spoken by about 5.6 million people throughout the world. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 71 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus, Channel 40 in Limbe and Omfarong on CSAT, Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV, Channel 57 in Bouwe on Medium Network Service or MNS, and Channel 23 in Kumba on CIET Kumba.
In Bogota, Colombia, in Beavista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estradita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parabolica Beavista. In Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabolica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón, in Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Tele Los Nidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. And in Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Costanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Li Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas del Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicana. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Visión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Visión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tabera Kwai Cable Company. In Orqueta, Channel 32 on Damoa SAA. In Asuncion, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Minga Guazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Minga Guazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingzong Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Xiaoyi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Xiaoyi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Douliu Township on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Yuanchang Township on Peigang Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Cha Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukbatar Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhanul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Cha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions, Channel 47. Orange Cable Companies, Channel 65. Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzurk and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hotot, Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City and Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sanburt Company. And in Sanshan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel. And in Hamburg on Willitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recamp Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the United Nations helps to establish a Timor-Leste factory for fortified food. In humanitarian news, Pakistan provides educational scholarships for bright Sri Lankan youth. In environmental news, an American study finds that conserving rainforests helps improve the livelihoods of local communities. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, July 11th, is Mongolia's National Day, observing its independence attained in 1921. Situated in northern Asia between Russia and China, Mongolia has a rich culture which is partly reflected in the famous traditional violin instrument, the Moron Hor. Its music is a United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, masterpiece of the oral and intangible cultural heritage of humanity. The UVS Nor Basin, which Mongolia shares with Russia, represents several ecosystems. This UNESCO World Heritage Site is habitat for many threatened and endangered animals. Mongolia also celebrates the beginning of the Narum Festival today, which dates back over 2,000 years. It is the largest event of the year, highlighting courage and strength in athletic games. We wish all warm-hearted Mongolians a marvelous National Day and Narum Festival.
Flyer News. China pounded by more rains. with torrential rains forecast in at least 10 provinces of central and southwest China. The National Meteorological Center has raised the country's storm alert to the next to highest level of orange, and the Office of State Flood Control and Drought Relief Headquarters, or SFDH, launched an emergency flood response. Nearly 2.5 million people along the Yangtze River have been affected by floods, including residents in Jiangxi, Zhejiang, Hunan, and Anhui provinces, as well as Chongqing municipality, which recorded record rainfall, and Hubei province, where some areas are completely inundated. Officials say 27 people perished and 6 are missing as thousands were evacuated due to rain-triggered landslides in South China.
In the southwest, at least 9,000 homes toppled, while 20,000 homes and 88,100 hectares of crops have been damaged, while 176,000 people have been evacuated. On Wednesday, July 7th, over 100 millimeters of rain pounded southeastern Fujian province in just 10 hours, causing two bridges to collapse and another to be blocked by silt, with extensive power outages noted as well. In northwestern Qinghai province, nearly 700 homes collapsed, with damage to thousands of others, and local officials have provided tents, cotton-padded quilts, and mattresses for areas where rainstorms combined with melting snow triggered some of the most serious flooding.
Meanwhile, the nation's Ministry of Civil Affairs launched a Level 4 emergency response for the entire southern region on Thursday. This allows for direct reporting of all updates to the State Council. Health officials have said that so far there are no major outbreaks of infectious disease, and the Civil Affairs Ministry has stated it will be in close contact with health and other government departments to ensure timely response, with emergency and medical staff also being made available.
We send our sincere sympathies to all those who have lost loved ones, and our prayers are with the Chinese people as we thank all officials and personnel for your endeavors to alleviate these disastrous conditions. Let us strive to quickly curb such extremities through our kinder regard and treatment of the ecosphere.
Wildfire damages irreplaceable ecosystem in Latin America. According to reports from environmental group Guayra Paraguay, a blaze that began nearly 2 weeks ago has continued to burn throughout a large area of the Otuques Pantanal National Park. Located in southeastern Bolivia, with borders that extend into Brazil and Paraguay, the million-hectare region, which is also the largest wetlands area in the world, has endured severe drought for some time that has also affected growers in nearby Paraguay.
Experts fear that the wetlands' exceptionally diverse ecosystems, home to thousands of unique species, are being threatened by the spread of the flames, as is the region's major research center, the Three Giants Biological Station. Bolivian Santa Cruz Department Governor Ruben Costas stated that a fire of this nature is very difficult to control.
Meanwhile, Guayra Paraguay and other environmental groups are calling for enhanced protection of the wetlands, a designated UNESCO World Heritage Site that is vulnerable to climate change and human-generated activities such as livestock grazing. We pray for the protection of all in the affected region and for the wildfire to soon be extinguished. May our efforts toward improved care of the environment aid in preserving such natural treasures as these for the benefit of all lives.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
U.S. scientists identify antibodies that inhibit HIV. Researchers at the U.S. National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, or NIAID, at the National Institutes of Health, built on a decade of research in the recent discovery of two antibodies that are naturally produced by humans, which can neutralize 90% of HIV viral strains. NIAID Director Dr. Anthony Fauci stated that the broad properties of these antibodies, which prevent most HIV strains from infecting human cells, make their discovery all the more exciting in being able to further speed efforts toward a preventive HIV vaccine for global use. Bravo and our sincere gratitude, Dr. Fauci, fellow National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases scientists, and all others for your research efforts that have culminated in this valued find. wishing your project continued success in bringing benefits to millions across the world.
British photojournalist honoured with the United Nations Humanitarian Award. Ms. Alexandra Fazina has been presented with the 2010 Nansen Refugee Award for her effective portrayal through photojournalism of the plight of war victims and others fleeing violence. As the first ever photojournalist to receive the $100,000 award, Ms. Fazina has travelled the globe and often risked her life to raise awareness about such human tragedies as landmine victims in Kosovo and the exodus of refugees from Somalia. Highlighting her exceptional dedication, United Nations High Commissioner Antonio Guterres stated, "Alexandra Fazina stands out as a fearless humanitarian who achieves something remarkable by unearthing and so vividly portraying individual stories of uprooted people. We join in heartfelt accolades for your achievement, Ms. Fazina. Blessed be such courageous efforts as yours in awakening us all to create a more harmonious world with neighbours both near and far."
Earning and losing of spiritual merits. In a recent teleconference of Supreme Master Television staff in Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Ching Hai was asked a question about the spiritual effect of different livelihoods chosen by people throughout the world. Her response indicated that their relative harm and good could be quantified in terms of merit, with even a very specific point structure applied.
While modern society often ranks professional stature through external factors such as wealth, education, and position, great religions have consistently highlighted the significance of livelihood based on its effect on others, and in fact have said that one's choice of occupation determines whether future lifetimes will be marked by heavenly reward or suffering. Out of her concern for those who are unaware of these spiritual realities, Supreme Master Ching Hai compassionately shared a list of spiritual do's and don'ts, of which the following is an excerpt.
If you own a clothes store, you gain 20,000 points per year. A garbage man earns 100,000 to 200,000 points per year. If you own a hospital, you gain 700,000 points per year. If you work there as a doctor, you gain 500,000 points. If you work there as a nurse, you gain 300,000 points. Rescue animals or birds, you gain about 200,000 to 900,000 points per year. Own a slaughterhouse, lost 500,000,000 to 6,000,000,000 points per year. Own a meat animal farm, lost 1 billion to 3 billion per year. Own or working on a fishing boat, lost 500,000,000 to 3 billion per year. And work as fisherman, lost 300 million to 1 billion per year. My God, these people will never be able to go to heaven. They keep having to reincarnate again and again because they keep losing so much spiritual merit that even if they have a lot in the store, they will lose them all. At least the common sense, we can tell which job is good and beneficial to us and other beings and which job is bad and harmful. But we have to choose. That's why we are given another chance in another lifetime all the time, so we can choose wisely again.
Our thankfulness to Supreme Master Ching Hai for imparting this precious information as a guide for humankind. We pray that only meritorious work serving others may occupy our days so that all live in happiness both on earth and hereafter.
For more unique and elevating insights on jobs and spiritual merits, please tune in to Supreme Master Television for the full broadcast of this teleconference at a later date on Between Master and Disciples with multi-language subtitles.
Family saved from house fire by canine companion. When flames ignited in his Indiana, USA home at around 3 a.m. on Thursday, July 8th, Thor the pit bull jumped into action and attempted to awaken human caregivers Kemper Hunter and Sarah Laughlin. As the deeply sleeping Kemper sat up to realize their home was engulfed in smoke and flames, he also found that Thor had thought of the next immediate concern.
The dog had already gone to the bedroom where the couple's three-month-old infant daughter Shelby slept and dragged her bassinet by its lace ruffles toward the front door. Although the family lost most of their belongings within less than a week of their move-in, Kemper stated, "He's a hero. He saved our lives. Everything else is replaceable, but I think we'd still be lying in that bed if my dog hadn't been as heroic as he was."
"We are touched and salute your intelligence and loyal courage, Canine Thor. Our deep thankfulness for the life saved, as we wish you and your beloved humans many more cherished moments of warm companionship together."
For his loving bravery, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Thor with the Shining World Hero Award, along with $1,000 to help the family buy vegan food for both Thor and baby Shelby.
Save our planet. Whales exhibit human-like traits. Separate studies by experts such as American neurobiologist Dr. Laure Marino of Emory University, French neurobiologist Dr. Georges Chapoutier at Marie Curie University in Paris, and Dr. Hal Whitehead of Canada's Dalhousie University have all affirmed the intelligence and sentient nature of whales. Their findings suggest that whales are not only highly sensitive to situations of pain and suffering, but that they also experience other qualities previously thought to be exclusive to humans.
These include self-awareness and identity, complex communication, abstract thought, and a sophisticated matrilineal culture. Dr. Whitehead and colleagues observed that a whale communal song is learned by all males in an ocean and evolves over months and years. In fact, whales' brains contain cerebral areas specific for cognition and emotional processing, most likely evolved from social interaction.
This human-like quality of whales is also understood by Mr. Bryant Austin, a US photographer who has been entrusted by these immense beings to photograph them from as nearby as 6 feet. Mr. Austin recalled the first encounter that led to what is now his life's work.
"And I felt a gentle touch on my back. And I turned to look, and I was eye to eye with a 50-ton female humpback whale who was behind me. She's bigger than a school bus, and she extended her 15-foot pectoral fin, which is like your arm, to reach out and touch me and let me know that she was behind me, and that I ended up accidentally between her and her cow. But she showed such great restraint not to bring me any kind of accidental or intentional harm. And that's when I was so struck. I was so close to a whale's eye. Her expression, her eye was so calm and mindful. She was no longer a whale to me. It was a life-changing moment."
The photographic images of these whale individuals who approach Mr. Austin on their own and gingerly reposition themselves as not so to accidentally hurt him with their sheer strength are being used to raise awareness and concern about such destructive activities as whaling.
"It just breaks my heart to think of a wild creature that's so friendly, so inquisitive, and so gentle to me, that my species is bringing so much suffering to them. No future generations will have these opportunities, and it's really what we do right now that's going to ensure that they will be here. Many may go extinct in this century if, for the first time in recorded human history, if more isn't done."
We thank photographer Bryant Austin and the leading researchers for your further insights into the intelligence and sentient nature of these peaceful giants of the sea. May humanity swiftly awaken to respect all life forms and preserve the balance of our ecosphere.
Highlighting the importance of protecting lives to save the planet, Supreme Master Ching Hai has often reminded of animal species' noble qualities and that they must not be harmed, as during an interview published in the December 16, 2009 edition of the Irish Dog Journal.
"If we want to know what we are killing, scientists discover more every day about the intelligence and sensitivity of the animal kingdom. Whales, for example, you know, are able to identify different fellow cetaceans' calls through the ocean waters, and similar to how we humans can identify, you know, our friend's voice across a crowded room. Furthermore, they are very polite. They wait for their turn to speak. Believe this? Yet, These same lovely sentient beings are hunted down with explosive harpoons that cause a slow, and torturously painful death. We cannot call ourselves animal lovers if we only extend that love to certain animals. So please, everyone, switch to the wholesome, nutritious, and conscience-free vegan diet. And with the whole world extending such compassion to animals and attracting such an immense blessing from the animals, our planet's atmosphere, of course, would stabilize and even change to a more heavenly light, permeated with feelings of peace and love.
Save Our Planet. Dorset County Council in the UK votes to construct a memorial observatory on its World Heritage Jurassic Coast, whose cliffs contain fossils of many now extinct species, to raise awareness of the 17,000 global flora and fauna currently at risk of vanishing from the planet.
Save Our Planet. Kindergarten teachers in O Lago, Vietnam, attend a course on teaching children about water, its importance to the environment, and essential relationship to life.
Save Our Planet. Georgia Institute of Technology researchers in the USA find that the number of heat wave days in US cities is increasing due to climate change and loss of natural land cover, with more hospital admissions also noted due to heat-related illnesses.
Save Our Planet. Prominent economist and professor Dr. Warwick McKibben and colleagues release a paper concluding that climate change is occurring too fast for major economies to wait for a United Nations agreement and recommending other options for ensuring reductions instead.
Save Our Planet. Asian Development Bank experts warn that unless changes are made to improve water management efficiency in agriculture and industry, a 40% deficiency by 2030 is likely, which would severely impact food supplies.
Hi everyone, Oinky the Pigby here. I'm a vegan, no animal products for me. Today, I'm going to share a tip on remodeling. If you plan to take down walls or floors, it is advisable to consult the original building plan or contact a licensed inspector or government agency. They will be able to tell you if asbestos was used. In that case, please contact specialists, as this is a toxic substance and needs careful handling. Thanks so much for being veg, going green to save the planet. Thank you for tuning in, and now for the weather around the globe.
Health news, the United Nations helps to establish a Timor-Leste factory for fortified food. The UN World Food Programme, WFP, provided technical assistance to Timor Global, a private company which produces the food called Timor Vita. The WFP will give 64,000 women and children the supply, which comes in small packets ready to be cooked. WFP director in Timor-Leste, Ms. Joan Fleurin, said, "Timor Vita is a big success. It is a locally produced, nutritious product that in the long term will benefit the local farmers and the local economy. Our heartfelt appreciation, Ms. Joan Fleurin, and the United Nations World Food Programme." God bless your dedication to the well-being of the residents of Timor-Leste. May all receive plant-based sustenance for healthy and vibrant lives.
In humanitarian news, Pakistan awards educational scholarships to Sri Lankan students. Through the Jinnah Educational Scholarship Program, 150 Sri Lankan pupils will receive financial assistance that will allow them to continue their studies. This endeavor has been in effect since 2005 and has benefited more than 550 Sri Lankan youth. The Pakistani government also annually provides fully funded scholarships in medicine, engineering, pharmacology, and dentistry for Sri Lankan students to complete their studies in Pakistan. Our respectful appreciation, Pakistan. Allah bless your generosity. May your kindness help many bright Sri Lankan youth greet bright and happy futures. Up next on Noteworthy News, the establishment of nature reserves helps surrounding communities. We'll just give the dog a quick massage and we'll be right back. Stay tuned for more smoothing news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, supporting news for a connected world. In environmental news, an American study concludes that safeguarding rainforests assists in improving livelihoods of local community members. Dr. Paul J. Ferraro, Associate Professor of Economics at Georgia State University, and colleagues examine the effect over time which the establishment of parks and reserves in Costa Rica and Thailand had on the disadvantaged living nearby. The findings suggest that the conservation of areas rich in biodiversity helps to increase economic opportunities for local residents because of tourism and better infrastructure such as new roads. The results of the research have been published in the prestigious journal Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences of the United States of America. Our thankfulness, Dr. Paul J. Ferraro and fellow scientists, for highlighting one of the positive consequences of environmental protection efforts. May we see more such eco-endeavors hand-in-hand with the earth-saving vegan diet for a flourishing planet.
Let's enjoy a joke told in Taiyal, a language spoken in the northern area of Formosa or Taiwan, entitled Dinner Choice.
Maki ko to skulik, kara ko to chipok na skoki. Maki ska skoki chiyaw na skulik ani kman maha nanu ni kunsu. Semiyok skulik ani maha nanu ka anun maku moyaw lebih. Kman chiyaw kani maha kanik su ini kiyat sup kanik.
And now for our viewers' hotline.
I am a viewer of your channel. I love your channel because it is very good. Thank you and good luck. Mariam from Iraq.
Kind Mariam, thank you for your sweet note. Wishing you many hours of viewing enjoyment. May Allah's grace shine on you and your spiritual co-citizens of beautiful Iraq.
Do you have a hotline today? We welcome your hotlines and stories. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
Now we say Bog Blagoslavi, which means God bless in Slovakia.
May divine harmony be your companion in life.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
With greater peace and security emerging throughout the region, Tamils in the north and east of Sri Lanka rekindle friendship with the south by attending the annual July festival together in the sacred Katharagama area.
Aided by an initial grant of $250,000 from United Nations Habitat, the additional collaborative efforts of the Laotian government and local villages are bringing clean water thus far to more than 60% of Sheng Nguyen's district's 11,000 residents.
A report by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reveals that the number of high school smokers has declined by 15% in the last decade.
International disaster relief charity Shelter Box provides 200 of its namesake kits, each containing a tent, cooking utensils, a stove, blankets, and other basic necessities to help people in northeastern Brazil affected by recent floods.
The United Nations and partners announced the release of a 114-page handbook called The Minimum Standards for Education to help ensure adequate academic support for the 25 million children currently living in emergency situations.
The United Arab Emirates Red Crescent Authority delivers more than 100 cars donated by Emirati philanthropist Khalaf bin Ahmed Al Habtour to the Palestinian National Authority to assist with transportation.
The U.S. National Aeronautics and Space Administration, or NASA, releases a video computer game, Moonbase Alpha, which allows players to experience 3D virtual moon exploration.
Saudi Arabia's Zamzam Charity for Voluntary Medical Services provides free checkups and medicine to patients with diabetes, high blood pressure, and other illnesses in Northeast Jeddah.
New Philippine Health Secretary Enrique Ona affirms his department's commitment to strengthening public information on the ill effects of smoking to encourage smoke-free lifestyles, especially among youth.
Organized by the State Tourism Department, India hosts the 22nd Mango Festival in New Delhi, showcasing over 400 varieties of the delicious fruit and related dishes for more than 3,000 visitors each day.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.